All right, The Cure in town at Rogers June 2nd. I've got my tickets. I'm heading down there with the Crazy Norwegian. It's going to be a Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mike, are you going to The Cure?
Not yet. I have been the last, I think it was at, saw them at Deer Lake, whenever it was, 4 or 5 years ago, and then at the Coliseum back in the day. It might be a game time decision for me, and I think it's something I'll regret if I don't go.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them at the Coliseum. That was, I think, 92.
Yeah,
and something like that. As I mentioned on a couple programs before, I had pretty good tickets in 92, and the price was $29.50 at the Coliseum. And tickets this time around, $245 for decent tickets at Rogers. But what else am I going to do? Sit at home and watch TV. So
yeah,
I'm excited to go.
Sure.
So, yeah, so in that set, we had The Cure, and that was Open from Wish 1992. That was the 30th anniversary edition that I picked up from Hooked on Phono a few weeks ago. And then before that, we had Interpol, The Rover, from their sixth studio album, Marauder 2018, and we started that whole set off with Joy Division from Manchester, England, the song Disorder, Unknown Pleasures, released June 15th, 1979. Some great tracks in that set, some more great tracks coming up. But Mike, we were talking about a book that just came out.
Yeah, it may not be the best segue from an Ian Curtis song, but this fellow Jason Scherers, whose podcast is, I guess, broadcast on CJSF.
Yeah, Jason Scherers.
Jason Scherers has written a book about the therapeutic advantages of punk rock and being a punk rock singer, which looks very interesting. I've picked it up recently. I haven't got through it yet, but it basically talks about how this has helped him and guide him through some tough times in his life. And there's a bunch of musicians and therapists and advocates that step in with this in this book, and it looks like it's fantastic. And you, as you're a punk singer, what do you think?
I think punk rock is very therapeutic, very cathartic, so I would agree with Jason Scherers. I have read that book a little bit. I've skimmed through it. It looks like an excellent read. And what was the website for that?
Oh, yes, for sure. ScreamTherapyHQ.com.
Awesome. So, check that out. A great read. Right now on Blurred, we have brothers Jay and Michael Aston. This is Gene Loves Jezebel.
You.
Time flies when you're having fun on the Blurred Crusade. I've got Mike Shepherd here with me. Thanks for coming in, Mike. Great to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me, Todd. It's been great. And I have to say, I really enjoyed going back over the show. La Securite, it sticks out for me, that song. I don't remember what it's called.
A great new band from Montreal.
Yeah.
In that set, we finished off with The Sound and a track called Winning from The Lion's Mouth, 1981. And prior to that, we had The Church Reptile from Starfish, 1988. And we started the whole thing off with Gene Loves Jezebel Over the Rooftops from Discover, 1986. We're going to have to get you back in here soon, Mike.
Can't wait. Yeah, anytime, Todd. I'd really enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for tuning in.
And I will see you next Wednesday at noon, Thursdays at midnight. Adios.
You've been listening to The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.